Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all. It's an 8-session DVD and workbook study kit called Life's Healing Choices. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Growth Choice.
Nobody goes through life with an unbroken string of successes, with no struggles, no suffering, and no sin. It just doesn't happen. Growth is a curvy road. The road to recovery is jagged. The road to recovery is a lot of twists and turns. The road to health, to wholeness, to spiritual maturity often means 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. Relapse is a part of the process. And so I don't beat myself up and I go, well, oh man, I thought I was never going to do that again. No, you just realize you stumbled, you fell, and so you must learn how to deal with relapse. How do you do that? 4th step. Step 4 is I face and forsake my failures quickly. And I don't cover them up, and I don't blame others, and I don't excuse myself, and I own up to it. The Bible says this here on the screen, Proverbs 28:13. People who cover over their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy. Now here's the problem. It's easy to confess and forsake a sin from 5 years ago. It's difficult to confess and forsake the one I just did. That's ego. That's ego. I need to confess and forsake instantly. This is the key to spiritual growth. I let it go quickly. I don't let sins pile up in my life. I keep short accounts with God. I take out the garbage on a daily basis. I don't let garbage pile up in my life. And when I stumble, I don't go, well, I shouldn't be stumbling, so I'm not even going to admit it. I'm just going to cover it up. No, I admit it. I don't cover it up. And I confess it and I forsake it quickly. The quicker, the better. And that's how you deal with relapse. You don't be ashamed. You just go, I'm on the road to recovery. I'm on the road to development. The Bible says this. Let us examine our ways and let us test them and return to the Lord. The Bible talks about the value of personal examination. If you don't ever examine yourself, you're not going to grow. In fact, look at this verse. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:31, if we examine ourselves, we will not be examined by God and judged in this way. Whoa! God says, now either you can judge yourself or I'll judge you. Which would you rather do? You can judge your own sins or you can have God judge them. You just admit it to God. That's part of the growth process. You don't beat yourself up. You don't tear yourself down. You say, God, thank you. I'm not the way I used to be. And I dropped the ball and the string unwound a little bit, but I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to wind it up again. And it didn't completely unwind that ball of string. It just unwound a little bit. So I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to wind it up again. And hopefully it's going to be a long time between the next one. Because I'm going to focus on the future, not on the past.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang up, or habit. How you respond to these difficulties will determine whether you get bitter or better. That's why Pastor Rick created the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit to help you find freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video lessons that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. As you discover and apply these life-changing principles, you too will find God's path to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get yours, so don't wait.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
What does God do when I come to him with my relapses? Does he go, oh, come on, not that sin again? Can't you come up with any new ones? You've come to me with that sin 9,900 times. Can you come up with any? Come on, I've already forgiven you 9,900 times. No, he doesn't say that at all. God is love. He never tires of forgiveness. He's waiting on you. So you come to him. The Bible says this. Read it with me. Psalm 103 on the screen. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. So if you have been stumbling in an area, a thing that you've had a natural attraction to do, you just need to come to God and say, one more time, Lord, I need your forgiveness. Now, that's not the end of it. There are ways to get over it, but that's the starting point. And you don't hold it back. The Bible says God is the healer of the brokenhearted. And when my heart is brokenhearted over something I've done again, God says, I'm here to heal you. Now, there's 3 more steps. If I'm going to make it to the finish line, if I'm going to be all God wants me to be, I have to fix a daily time with God. I have to fill my mind with his word. I have to focus on the future and what I want, not what I don't want, all my faults and hang-ups. I have to forsake and forgive and face my failures instantly, quickly. And then I have to flee temptation, but not fear it. I'm not afraid of it. That's 5. I flee temptation, but I don't fear it. So many people, when they're tempted, get all intimidated by it. Like, whoa, I shouldn't even be tempted. Oh, yes, you should. Don't ever let listen, it is not a sin to be tempted. So don't feel guilty about temptation. It's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to give in to temptation. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all points like as we, yet he sinned not. That means Jesus experienced every single temptation known to man. Every one of them. But he didn't give in to it. Temptation is not a sin. It's what you do with it. You know, have you ever had kind of some just kind of gross thought come through your mind? You go, where'd that come from? Or maybe you're even praying. And you're praying and all of a sudden just some gross thought comes through your mind. You go, where'd that come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from Satan. And you're not responsible for the thoughts you have. You're responsible for what you do with those thoughts. Don't be intimidated by temptation. Go, well, I know where that one came from. Get out of here, Satan. And when he reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. He doesn't have one. You do. Okay, so I flee temptation, but I don't fear it. The temptation's coming to your mind. You don't get intimidated by, I know where that came from. Some people think they actually get shamed because I've been a Christian 20 years. Why would I have that temptation? Let me let you in on a little secret. The closer you get to God, the harder Satan's going to fight you. If you're not close to God, Satan doesn't even worry about you because you're messing up your own life. But if you get close to God, he's going to throw out all the attacks. And if you know, given the right situation, you are capable of anything, and I am too, then you walk humbly before God. Now, it's not a sin to be tempted, but the Bible says we need to flee it. In fact, look at these verses. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:13, be alert. Continue strong in the faith. Have courage. Be strong. Circle, be alert. That means you need to know what tempts you, and you need to stay away from it. And there are two things you need to stay away from: tempting situations and tempting associations. Tempting situations, stay away from circumstances, and tempting associations, stay away from people that tempt you. If you don't want to get stung, you stay away from the bees. It's true. If you have a problem with alcohol, you don't go to the bar to eat a sandwich. You just don't go to a bar. You just stay away from it. So you need to know what tempts you, when it tempts you, where it tempts you, who tempts you, and just stay away from those situations. If you get tempted by airport bookstores, don't go to airport bookstores. If you get tempted by a certain channel, don't have that channel on your TV. Do you have parental block on your television? I do. And the youngest person in my family at our house is Kay. We don't have kids at home anymore. But you know what? I don't want to even be going over the channels and all of a sudden a picture comes and goes, whoa, what was that? I don't even want to see the flicker. You need to avoid tempting situations. You need to avoid tempting associations. Look at the next verse. Don't be fooled. Bad companions ruin good character. There's some people you need to stop relating to. There may be some friends who need to not be your friends, because it's always easier. If you got a friend down there, it's always easier for them to pull you down than for you to pull them up. There's some friends you need to drop. They're not friends. If they're leading you away from Christ, they're not friends. Bad company corrupts good character. Now, there's so much we could go into on this, but let me just give you two real common areas you need to flee from. One of them is sexual temptation. The Bible says this, 1 Corinthians 6:18. Saunter away from sexual sin. No, it doesn't say walk. It says what? Run, my lady. Run. Run. When Joseph was tempted by a woman in the Old Testament, he left his coat. If you have to leave your coat, you run. You don't argue and say, no, 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 I don't want this, 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 I don't want this. I always tell kids when I was a youth pastor, you don't make up your mind to be pure in the backseat of a car. You make the decision much, much sooner so you don't end up in the backseat of a car. Because if you get in the backseat of your car, you're going by your glands, not your plans. And in that moment, you're going to lose. Glands win over plans. And so you need to just get out of the situation. Don't fight it. Oh, I'm not going to have that drink. Oh, I'm not going to read that magazine. I'm not going to watch that channel. I'm not going to lose my temper. No, you just walk out of the situation. Just get away from it. Run. Not only that, not just in sex, but also money. This one might hit a little home here. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. That's one of the most misquoted verses in the Bible. It doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It's not. Money is a tool. But the love of money is a root. It's one of the three roots of evil. Love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. They've sold out for money. But you, man of God, flee. There's that word, flee. Flee from greed. Flee from all this. Flee from the desire to make money number one in your life. Flee from all this and pursue righteousness, goodness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. He says, you don't fight it, you flee it, and you go after the good stuff in life. Number six, if I'm going to make it to the finish line, if I'm going to grow continuously, I must form an ongoing support group. Form an ongoing support group. Now, I don't, again, have to cover this a lot because we talk about small groups all the time here, and we have 4,500 of them in our church. But there are two reasons why you need to be in a support group. First is prayer, and the second is encouragement. The Bible says, first, we are confident that God will continue to rescue us. That means he's going to recover us. He's going to restore us. He's going to renew us. He's going to revive us. This is a recovery verse. We're confident that God will continue to rescue us since you are also joining to help us when you pray for us. You need other people in your life. How many times have you heard me say, you're not going to get well on your own. You will not get well on your own. If you could, you would. You can't, you won't. You need other people. God wired us to need each other. That's why you have to be in a small group. You have other people praying for you. If you have anybody praying for you, are you praying for anybody? You don't have a small group praying for you, I pity you, because you're out there on your own. You're helpless. You don't have anybody else giving you prayer support. I know when people are praying for me. I can feel it. You need people praying for you. You need a small group who support you in the things that you need prayer for. And you need to pray for others. You also need encouragement. The next verse says, we should not stop gathering together. In other words, don't give up on your small group. We should not stop gathering together with other believers, as some of you are doing. You're giving up on your group. Instead, we must continue to encourage each other. You need continuous encouragement. Now, some people say, well, I tried my group, and I don't really like it. Well, let me let you in a secret. They don't like you. But just because a group doesn't work for you once doesn't mean you give up on groups. Oh, come on. It's like going to a doctor. Well, I didn't like a doctor, so I'm never going to go to a doctor again. Or I didn't like that restaurant, so I'm never going to eat out again. It's the old myth of, well, I'm inconsistent, so I'm not going to do it. It's like, oh, I missed a meal yesterday. I'm so inconsistent. If I can't be consistent, I'm never going to eat again. No, no. If you miss a meal and you're inconsistent, what do? You make up for it the next meal. And you just eat a little bit more. That's all. You don't say, I'm giving up on eating. I mean, let's say one of my goals in life was, I know I need 8 hours of good sleep every night to honor God and to get done what I need to do. You know, pastors' lives are kind of like doctors. We're on call 24 hours a day, and our schedules get messed up. Yesterday, I got in bed at 5:30 a.m., and I had to speak twice last night. Now, what would I say? Well, you know, I'm inconsistent in my sleep pattern. I got to bed at 5:30. I was up all night. And if I can't be consistent, I'm just going to give up on sleep. I'm never going to sleep again. Number 7, follow Christ to the finish line. Follow Christ to the finish line. One of the great promises of the Bible is Philippians 1:8. I am sure, that means I'm certain, I'm confident, I know for certain. I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue, there's that word again, will continue his work until it is finally finished, circle finally finished, on the day when Jesus Christ comes back. What God starts, he finishes. You may be feeling a little discouraged right now. You may be feeling a little discouraged, but I have a verse for you, Galatians 6:9. Don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. God brought you here today to say this to you. Don't give up. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. I don't know what you're going through, but I will tell you this. God is not finished with you. He will be faithful to complete it. May the grace of Jesus Christ, may the love of the Father, may the power of the Holy Spirit bless you this week as you seek to continue to live for Him, as you take these steps. And may He bless you in every area of your life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves. We've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, it's easy to assume that you'll never be able to change or heal from the past patterns in our lives. But Jesus offers us the hope that we need to change. He offers us hope for a second chance and hope to renew our lives. That's why I created Life's Healing Choices Study Kit. You can use it either by yourself or, even better, get a couple friends and study it together in a small group. This study kit is based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus teaches you how to make choices every day that will help you build a healthy foundation for real change in your life. Now, I'd like to send you this Life's Healing Choices Study Kit as a thank you when you give a gift financially to support Daily Hope Ministry and this broadcast around the world. Now, the study kit includes my 8-session teaching DVD and a workbook that can be used either, as I said, by yourself, or you can do it as a small group study. And I really would encourage you to get a couple friends and do the study together. We always grow more in community with other people. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting Daily Hope. You know that we are 100% listener-supported ministry. We don't have any big donor out there. It's your generosity that makes it possible for me to record and produce these messages and give them out all around the world, trying to help people with the hope we need for change.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get yours, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.